How do you train a camel to be a good dairy camel like you have?
Training camels, you need to have, like all animals, you have a lot of persistence, a lot of patience, a lot of understanding with them, and you need to stay kind of very calm with the camel. Camels can get very loud or very excited and everything, so as long as you're staying calm, the communication is really, really good. We use a lot of treats when we're training our camels. We found out with our horses, it doesn't work that good, but with camels, first time I have a person riding a camel, I have the camel's head in a bucket of grain. And then he goes, oh, grain, riding, it's all good. It's really fun. So that's just the way that we do it. We take our time. We're no hurry to go anywhere.
In fact, the friendliest of the camels Gil had with him that day was Goldie. At the end of his presentation, Gil led her over to the fence and allowed audience members to come over, ask questions, and pet her, and Goldie seemed to love the attention. But Gil said she hadn't always been that sociable.
When we first bought Goldie, she used to bite us. Camels can pick up 300 pounds by their mouth and move things around. And you'd hold onto a rope, and she'd just pick you up and toss you over and then go over and bite you. And it took us a year to get through to her that we're really her friends and best friends. And now she's our protector. If I go into the pasture, like once I went into the pasture and my foot got caught in the fence, and I was trying to get my foot and shaking the fence, and all the camels heard that and they got very excited and came running over, Goldie ran right in front of them and blocked them off and would not let them come up to me. So that's how you just change a camel's behavior over time.
How did you make Goldie realize that you were on her side?
You know, it's just the way that we love our animals. We love our animals. It's the way that we treat them, the way that we're calm with them. We accept them exactly the way they are. I don't get very upset if she's trying to, like when she tried to bite me, I didn't get really upset about that. You know, you just keep working with them and telling them, hey, you know, you're safe. This is a safe environment. You're a wonderful camel. We're working together. And eventually that works. It just takes time.
Gil's first camel milking demonstration that day had an unexpected grand finale. Goldie happened to stick her nose in the bucket of milk and milk went flying. Gil really didn't seem particularly perturbed. You didn't even get upset when they spilled the milk.
Oh, no, I did. I laughed.
If you have ever had a cat or a dog and had the experience of having that animal completely figure you out, Samson demonstrated that the same thing can happen with camels.
He lay down during the show, and then he wouldn't get up until he got some food. Well, Samson came up with this during this fair. You know, he didn't do it beforehand, but during this fair, one of those shows, he just lay down, and I'd say, get up, and he'd move his head backwards and say no and no and no until I gave him a handful of grain, and then he got up for that. So he's riding the show as we go.
Gil says he and Nancy have some exciting plans.
We're working with the USDA to start the first grade aid camel dairy in the United States. So that's one thing that we're doing. And then the other one is really expanding the operations at home. We do a lot of public tours at home. People can come to our ranch and they can feed pomegranates or watermelons to the camels on our, you know, special events. There's camel rides and just really neat ways to meet all the animals.
But those goals involve some challenges.
Well, the biggest challenge is actually to become legal, to be able to sell the milk. In other states, like Texas, a farmer can sell raw milk to the public. Somebody comes and buys it. In California, you just can't do that. There are different standards and different rules and regulations. So for us, that's the biggest thing, is really to work with the government and create a new platform for grade A dairy in California and in the United States.
And any date or anything on that when you might have that platform?
We're thinking 3 years.
2015, nice. As I wrap up here, Gil, what has been one of your all-time best experiences with the Oasis and your camels?
The best experiences really are the very quiet ones when you're at home in the evening with your camels and you're out in the pasture and they come up to you and nuzzle, and just all camels just hang out around you because they want to be petted and want to be with you. And that makes it all worthwhile.